Welcome to our first United Physicians podcast. We're here today with Marco Mitkoski, the Manager for Practice Transformation at United Physicians, and Dr. Kim Coleman, our Chief Medical Officer. Marco and Dr. Coleman will be discussing the Specialist Value-Based Reimbursement Awards. Marco, Dr. Coleman, thank you for joining us.
Thanks, Troy.
Thanks, Troy. It's a pleasure to be here.
So, I understand this has been another outstanding year for United Physicians Specialists with regard to the Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan Specialist Value-Based Reimbursement, or, as we refer to it at UP, Specialist VBR.
That's right, Troy. For the past 3 years, United Physicians has outperformed the state average in terms of the percentage of our specialists awarded the VBR. This year, 88% of our eligible specialists will receive VBR uplifts, which is substantially higher than the state average. This is important because it represents tens of millions of dollars in additional revenue that's paid directly to our physicians through higher fees on their Blue Cross claims.
Marco, can you provide a little background regarding specialist value-based reimbursement fee uplifts, referred to as specialist VBR?
Yes, Troy. Specialist VBR is a Blue Cross Blue Shield program designed to award fee uplifts for specialists who participate in successful population-based care. Specialists must be nominated by their PGIP-PO, and all specialists are scored on three components: Global Quality Index, Total Cost of Care, and Cost Trend. Several specialties have additional specialty-specific metrics that are factored into their overall score.
Tell us about the Global Quality Index.
The Global Quality Index is a composite of close to 50 different quality metrics. Mostly these standard HEDIS measures like breast cancer screening, diabetic care, or blood pressure management are completed by the primary care physician.
What about the cost measures?
The cost of care and the cost trend are standard measures expressed as the total cost of care per member per month, or PMPM. Trend is the year-over-year difference in the PMPM cost. These values allow for comparison across regions, across the state, and to national benchmarks.
Dr. Coleman, can you tell us more about how these are measured?
Sure, Troy. First of all, VBR is awarded at the practice level, so it applies to all physicians in the practice, unless they're new to the practice or new to PGIP, in which case there would be a waiting period. Next, the measures, the Global Quality Index, the Cost of Care and Cost Trend, are measured at the population level. So what does that mean? United Physicians PO is divided into six regional sub-POs organized around primary hospital affiliation. The Global Quality Index, Cost of Care, and Cost Trend are measured for the entire sub-PO. For instance, all the UP practices primarily affiliated with Troy Beaumont, and that would be the sub-PO score.
So, does that mean all practices in a particular sub-PO get uplift?
No, not necessarily. Blue Cross uses a weighted scoring methodology based on the number of patients the practice sees from each sub-PO. So, a cardiologist in Troy might get 70% of their patients from what we call the Midwest sub-PO, but the other 30% might come from the North sub-PO. In that case, the scores from the Midwest sub-PO would be weighted 70%, and the North sub-PO scores would be weighted 30%. That weighting would be applied to all metrics included in the VBR calculation, and the practice score would be derived from that. In that manner, each practice ends up with a unique score.
So, the VBR score is reported at practice level, but it really isn't calculated on the basis of how the practice itself performs. Marco, can you comment on this?
Yes, Troy, that's exactly right. The practice is dependent upon the overall performance of the sub-POs their patients come from. That's why it is so important to affiliate with a high-performing network, like United Physicians, that has experience and a track record of success, managing populations of patients through our quality gap closure programs, care management services, and practice support to maximize performance that drives these incentive awards.
So, Marco, is there anything the practice can do themselves to help ensure continued success in VBR?
While certainly anything they can do to improve the overall cost of care will have an impact collectively on everyone's scores. And that is one of the biggest factors in VBR uplifts. Looking for opportunities to reduce redundant testing, trying to direct care to lower cost of care settings, for example, ambulatory surgical centers versus the hospital, choosing lowest cost medications instead of giving out the latest branded sample dropped off by the drug rep, those are all good first steps. But to be successful in the long run, we need to reduce avoidable visits to the ED or preventable hospital admissions, so better control of chronic conditions and maintaining good access to care are also extremely important. One thing practices can do that will be taken into consideration in the future is work with our team on adding patient-centered medical home capabilities for specialists.
Marco, if a practice is interested in more information, what should they do?
Every practice at United Physicians has a practice transformation specialist assigned to them. If they know who that is, the transformation specialists are the best point of contact. If they don't know, they can call client services at United Physicians at 248-593-0100 for assistance.
Well, thank you both. That concludes our discussion today.